You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is melanin? What's a natural pigment found in skin, fur, and feathers that gives you a tan? It's melanin, spelled M-E-L-A-N-I-N. Pigments produce, change, or impact colors. They're in house paints, dyes for clothing, plastics, and you. Melanin is just one type of pigment. Melanin is a natural, biological pigment. It's the pigment whose presence produces black, brown, and tan colors. Light-skinned people, dark-skinned people, or anyone working on their tan. Yep, melanin. In our skin, we have specialized cells called melanocytes. Melanocyte cells are branched. Picture them like a hand with fingers. Inside of these melanocyte cells are smaller units like little packets. These small packets are called melanosomes, and the packets are filled with the pigment melanin. The pigment-filled packets move up through the branches, called dendrites, and get deposited into nearby skin cells. For skin pigmentation, there are two main melanin pigments. One type produces shades of browns and black. The other type produces reds, pinks, and yellows. These pigments are produced when an amino acid in our tissue, called tyrosine, undergoes a chemical reaction called oxidation. It occurs normally as our skin cells are produced, but oxidation will also occur if skin is exposed to more sunlight. Visible light and invisible ultraviolet radiation stimulates melanin production. That's the tan you get after being out in the sun. A tan can form in both light and dark-skinned people. That's because melanin, a tan, darker skin, helps to protect skin against damaging sunlight. There are also a number of melanin-related extremes. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and when I was a kid playing outside, I'd sometimes see all-white squirrels in my neighborhood. This is called leucism, L-E-U-C-I-S-M. They lacked melanin in their fur, but still had it in their eyes. If an animal completely lacks melanin, it's called albino. Fast forward to when I was an undergrad taking field biology classes in Lake Erie. Some of those squirrels were completely black. This is called melanism. These animals had a greater amount of melanin. Try this activity with your family. Look at eye color. Melanin also colors our eyes. We have layers of it in the front of our eyes. More melanin means darker eyes. Less melanin layers will be green or light brown. Blue eyes lack melanin in the front of the eye. Well, we've just learned a little bit about melanin. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.